Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
Today's program is brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, the nation's largest distributor of heritage breed pigs and turkeys. For more information, visit heritagefoodsusa.com.
Hey everyone, this is David Tatasciore, lead engineer and studio manager of the Heritage Radio Network, and I'm reaching out to ask for your support during our end-of-year fund drive. A contribution in any amount supports our weekly programming and our mission to make the world a more equitable, sustainable, and delicious place. Plus, you'll receive exclusive member benefits like monthly playlists, discounted event tickets, party invitations, and more. So, if you like good food and you love good food radio, throw a little dough our way. Make your gift at heritageradionetwork.org/donate. Happy holidays from all of us here at Heritage Radio Network.
Holy cow, I don't know if this is a record or not, Pizza Remba, but we have a cavalcade of stars.
More stars than there are in heaven.
More stars than there are in heaven. Mike Edison back with Arts and Seizures. Broadcasting live.
And what a studio audience we've assembled for our holiday show.
Bushwick.
This is really something.
Now to all the ships at sea, sitting in the Durwood Kirby seat as ever, it's Pizza Remba, everybody's favorite pizza. Oh.
I'm back. Baby, Mike, you look... The people at home can't tell, but you're looking good today. What happened?
You have one. It's nice when a former television personality says that. We're adding that to your official CV.
To my resume.
Former
to my resume
personality. All right, we're sitting here with Lynn Von Pang of the Fabulous Carvels and my own sometimes orchestra, the Garden State Social Club. Lynn, so glad to see you.
Happy holidays.
Here
you really tore it up last week, Sharky.
Hell yeah. Here, I brought you some chocolate honky gelt. That's not legal tender.
I won't feel guilty if I eat this.
Oh! We're doing good. All right.
Now, who else is here, Mike?
We've got a encore presentation. The great Jack Grace is here.
All the way from Beacon, New York.
That's right. Well, from Brooklyn now.
We had such a good time with Jack last week. And I'm still crying over that song he sang last week. So I thought I'd have you back to make us cry and be
warm. We got a guy here with a big kazoo. Season. What the hell's going on?
What is that big brass metal tube?
Saxophone.
That's Dave Spindley.
Sweet Spindley on saxophone.
Sweet David Spindley on the saxophone. So it is.
We heard you had a rough night.
Stars.
We heard you had a rough night last night.
I hear you were overserved. That's the most polite way I've ever heard it.
What if that happened?
Yeah, where'd the
over-serving go down, Dave?
You know what?
Because I want to go there.
Yeah.
That happened at the drive.
All right. Okay. Hey, Captain here in Bushwick, right? At the art situation.
Well, this is the last show of 2016 of Arts and Seizures.
It went too quick.
It flew by. But you know what? Today's show is going to be all about love. It's been a rough season. We lost a lot of our friends. We saw a terrible turn of events happening in the elections. It's been kind of a fucked up clown show. But today, it's all about the love.
It's all about the love.
And when I say love, I mean money.
We're getting paid.
Well, let me just put it this way. You may have heard that Hanukkah is a story about the Maccabees, the miracle of lights. You may have been told about a lamp that stayed lit for 8 days when there was only enough oil for one. You may have been told that Hanukkah is the Jewish Christmas, but I'm here to tell you that it's not. In fact, Hanukkah doesn't even rate high on the hierarchy of Hebrew holidays. It's not even as high as Shavuot. And I've got a shekel in front of you, shekinses or shiksas, who even know what the fuck that is. Dave? No. Don doesn't know. Zaremba? Draw a blank. But take the gelt anyway.
I know,
Hanukkah, so, let me tell you right
there's
now.
There's enough oil here for...
I'm going to tell you about Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a land grab for self-loathing Jews who feel left out of the holiday season. This is about Jews who want their own winter holiday, their own winter wonderland, and holiday discounts. Hanukkah is about Hebrew assimilation. It's about Zimmerman becoming Dylan. It's about Bernard Schwartz turning into Tony Curtis, Alan Koenigsberg turning into Woody Allen, Joan Persky into Lauren McCall, Benny Kubelski, that would be Jack Benny. You remember him, Dave. And incidentally, did you know that Hanukkah was gay? Have you seen a menorah lately? Hanukkah is the Liberace of holidays. But as everything with the Jews, what Hanukkah really is about money. Do you know why it's traditional, Lynn, to give out chocolate coins in Hanukkah? Because they're cheaper than actual coins.
And more delicious.
Ever hear of lenders' bagels? Now ask yourself this. Have you ever seen a Jew lend anyone anything? I mean, without interest? Hanukkah is about figuring out how to profit off Jesus and Santa without actually buying into the whole Messiah trip. Which is why Jews wrote all the great Hanukkah songs. Those chestnuts roping on the open fire? Those are Mel Torme's nuts. That's Melvin Howard Torme to you. Silver Bells, Jay Livingston. Winter Wonderland, Felix Bernard. Santa Baby, one of our favorites, Lynn. Yes. Javits and Springer. Let It Snow, Sammy Kahn. And White Christmas, which Dave called out as the most subversive song at all because it's a Jew in Los Angeles writing about snow. At least I assume it was snow he's writing about that. That, friends, is the story of Hanukkah.
What about Johnny Marks?
Oh, it's a holiday. This is a holiday where Jews cash in on the goyish action and overly publicize their otherwise own unimportant winter holiday to get in the action. So in that spirit, I would like to start the show right now by singing a song written by a couple of Heimies who called themselves Lever and Stoller and made famous by everyone's favorite uncircumcised hillbilly.
I say take the gelt and run.
Are you ready? Well, it's Christmas, pretty baby, and the snow is falling down. Well, it's Christmas, pretty baby, and the snow is falling down. You better real good, girl. Santa Claus is back in town. Well, I got no sleigh with reindeer, no pack on my back. Well, you'll be seeing me coming in a long black Cadillac. Yeah, it's Christmas, pretty baby, and the snow is falling down. Been a real good girl. Santa Claus back in town. All right, Smitty, throw it at us.
Oh, yeah.
Throw it at us. Am I the only Jew in this room?
That was a fine cook-off.
I like the part where Mel Torme's nuts are roasting on the open fire.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Take the gelt and run.
I've got a gelt.
I've got a gelt.
Songs, Rumba?
Is there enough gelt to go around here?
I think so.
I'm going to go give some to the orchestra.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
What do you got?
I'm doing it.
And that lovely percussion was my husband, Steve Pang.
Steve Pang.
Who's with us today.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
All right. Steve Pang is Chinese, not sort of like Jewish, because we eat the same food on Sundays.
That's right.
At least.
That is one way of looking at it. I had never thought of that way of tying things. That's a master of tying things together right there.
A master, yes. I learned it at sailing camp. Wait, Zaremba's.
Wait, Zaremba's on the other side. He's giving at the table.
He's giving my guilt away.
He's giving my guilt away.
All right.
Zaremba is a giving my guilt away.
He said something to that lady and pointed at you, Mike, and then she's laughing.
He said he's a Jew.
Yeah.
He's a Jew. Juden. Juden.
They're very appreciative.
I think he might actually get laid, this boy.
Who?
This guy here at the awkward table.
Yeah, well, once in a while, we do see, you know, I'm starting getting, there always is a couple here. Is there ever just two guys at that table? It's always a couple.
By the way, that's still a couple.
No, I meant two guys that are old buddies. I mean, yeah, that can be a couple. I'm not saying.
No, actually, it's always a couple.
Plutonic people.
It's always a couple.
You gelt,
same sex or otherwise. It always seems to be. It's never two.
So my question today is, how many times have these guys been out together? They look like they've been out. I have an opinion, but what do you have? How many times?
They're nice kids. They said thank you, Mike.
Yeah, they're good. I think they've been going out for a while, and they're kind of losing interest with each other. Is what I'm seeing.
That's what you see going on.
I see that, like, but basically, I'm reading his face, and it says, "I really want to break up with you, but it's Christmas."
That's exactly what it's a little.
He promised,
her
brunch.
Yeah,
and now he's trying to make his getaway.
And then but you know what's gonna happen? No, you're always fucked. There's no good time. It's like
when's the best time?
Because you know what? Then it's gonna be Valentine's Day, and after that, you know,
President's Day. That's the worst day to break up.
I think what I'm seeing right there is like he's looking at it right now. It's like the conversation's not so great, but the sex is pretty good, and I think I'm gonna try to make this work at least through January and maybe till I get somewhere nice and new. You know, something's that kind of feel.
They're both cute. I would do either of them.
Yeah? Well, what about both of them?
Yeah. Check his fantasy football stats first.
Hey, Pete, can you go back out there and arrange that for Mike?
Yes, I can. I go back out there. You know, I've broken through, literally broken through the fourth wall of radio.
I can't believe I saw that happen.
Fourth wall of radio. We're doing it, baby.
All right.
New dimension.
Said it couldn't be done.
It was done. We're doing another song. Mike,
don't drift.
Mike, don't drift. Don't drift.
We should make a sign.
I think Lynn, you got a song for us too.
Yes.
And this is one of my favorite. I honestly kind of hate Christmas music. What I hate actually is I hate Christmas music
that's
made for fucking children, like Frosty. No, seriously.
Right. I like Frosty.
I'd like to rip off his head like the top of a bottle of Budweiser.
Right, so.
And Rudolph. I'm at the same place with Rudolph.
Johnny Marks.
Look, all the 50s Christmas music is really not that bad. They didn't realize what a racket they were really getting into.
They
were still innocent enough.
Listen to Christmas music.
Everything up to
I recommend
50s.
Mozart's Requiem. Yeah, it was the 50s, 1750s, but you know.
Well, I like that. I like that kind of 50s.
You know. What do you got for us, Mike? Come on. Entertain the
holidays
people.
Are a great time to feel sorry for yourself, and that's kind of what this song
how,
is all
how,
about.
How Jewish of you to say such to say
well,
that.
Well, there you go.
I
should get the DNA test.
Well, I didn't know of a song, and I'm thrilled that you also chose an Elvis song for today.
All right. No spot.
certain. Cold windows, blue heartaches start hurting.
Song. It's so clever the way it refers to another famous Christmas song, which is like so meta and so ahead of its time.
I never get sick of
Grandma
wah, 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 wah.
You never get sick of the wah, wah, wah. Wow, I can't believe it. 2016, it flew by. I want to say...
How fast?
We're lucky to survive.
Our next show is January
8th. It ain't over yet.
In 2017. I'm really looking forward to January 8th, which is Elvis Presley's birthday.
Mark your calendar.
Also David Bowie's birthday.
Mark your calendar.
And I'm thrilled that it's going to be our first Facebook Live feed. It's going to be a video feed. With the great Mrs. Smith, the guitar shredder. I don't know if you've seen...
She makes those pies, right? Mrs.
She's
Smith's
fantastic.
Pies?
Well, she's a society broad and a philanthropist, but she shreds like Steve Vai.
A philanthropist? She collects stamps?
And the only way I can convince her to come on... The only way I can... that Sputnik era humor.
You'll catch up someday, Michael. You'll catch up.
The only way I could convince Mrs. Smith to come on was to promise a video feed, so it's going to be a new era, 2017 for Arts and Seizures. So keep
stepping into the future.
Stepping into the future. It's like the kitchen of the future.
Yes. I was there. I saw that.
All right. Enough happiness. Jack, break our hearts.
Okay. You know, I could sing more of a wise-ass, joyous song. We could all play together.
We could do that,
Wanna
too.
Do that?
Might make people happy, Jack.
Yeah, let's do that.
Mike has brought everyone down. Why don't you bring him back?
We just really bummed everyone out.
I don't think I want to sing the sad sack Christmas song that I have.
Good.
Because everybody can play with this along. Everyone can play. We have a great band here. Let's use it, because we're going to play in the key of E, pretty much.
That's a very difficult key, Jack.
It's got those classic key of E chords, like E, A, and B.
Oh,
and everybody just follow along.
Very novel.
And let me make it clear, this song is not Santa Claus, Won't You Shoot My Balls. The reason why I don't play it sometimes, people think I say that, it's Santa Claus, Won't You Shoot My Boss, as in who's the boss, as in Tony Danza. Okay? So, here we go.
Another motherfucker I'd like to
shoot. Yeah. Chachi. Yeah, well, let's shoot Chachi. You know. Did you see that, by the way, Chachi's wife got into a spat with, or they got in a spat with the drummer from the Chili Peppers wife over that?
You know, the fucked up thing is, I did see that in the New York Post, said, Tony Danza gets into a fight, and it said, like, RHCP, did I get the right Hot Chili Peppers, RHCP?
Yeah.
And I'm saying,
I didn't know what RHCP was.
I didn't know what it meant either. I thought it was a version of the Republican Party.
That's what I thought it was.
I was very confused.
I had the exact...
Let me tell you, they sound like a virus.
Mike, I had the exact same reading experience with my New York Post encounter.
RHC, another band, first time on national TV on my TV show.
Yeah,
former TV personality.
Former
TV personality.
All right, so this one we're just going to go for it. It goes like this. Get into the key, everybody. Let's get into the groove, everybody. Let's hear those sleigh bells. Santa Claus, won't you shoot my boss for Christmas? He's a really bad boy, don't deserve no toys at all. Santa Claus, won't you shoot my boss for Christmas? He's a really bad boy, don't deserve no toys at all. Here comes that big four-foot. He makes us all work late on a scale down right through the holidays. He don't like to work, he's a really bad jerk, as we're pushing around the papers and the ballpoint pens. Santa Claus, have to shoot my boss for Christmas. bad boy don't deserve no toys at all. Take it away, Dave. All work played on a scale down ring through the holidays. He don't like to work, he's a really manager, as I'm pushing around the papers and the ballpoint pens. Santa Claus, won't you shoot my boss for Christmas? He's a really bad boy, don't deserve no toys at all.
Turn around.
He's a really bad boy, don't deserve no toys at all.
Cha-cha-cha.
Take that, Cha-cha. Take that, Cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha. Come on, Spindley. Cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha.
Oh, that was great, Jack.
Yeah, it seemed like the right feel for now, you know?
That was good.
The only problem with shooting your boss is then you ain't got a job.
No, you do. You have a job. You're on the lam.
Oh, you're on the lam. But, you know, that's Easter. That's Easter.
The way I understand
it. I'm full-time on the lam.
This thing
full-time.
Of ours, you shoot the boss. You move
I had lam with Mikey a few nights ago, actually. Mike, what about that lamb we had the other night? What about that
lamb of God you take away?
That was the last of the legendary Navajo churro lamb.
The Navajo people.
And thanks again to our sponsor, Heritage Food USA.
Heritage Food. That was a shoulder of lamb that we ate. Mike roasted it up a few nights ago.
Really?
And we had some delightful wines.
I didn't get the call.
Okay.
But there's not much on a shoulder of lamb unless you're into chewing on bones. But it was delicious.
Well, it was delicious. Well, it was good,
Mike.
The story of that lamb, though, was that shoulder was less. I was given an entire lamb. It was a gig we do. This is why I am a complete disappointment. It's because given a gig and given the choice of like a small honorarium or like an entire lamb, I took the lamb.
I took the lamb and ran.
We spoke before the Navajo Churro Growers Association. Seriously, the hippie lamb growers who is absolutely pasture raised. It's shepherded in the old fashioned way in Navajo territory. This lamb has a genetic lineage that goes back
to the 16th century, the oldest domesticated animal in the United States, the first domesticated animal because it was brought over by Spaniards
in the 16th century. This is before the germs and the gunsling got out of hand. But meanwhile, the Navajo people took these lambs and they raised them. They became a herd, and this is a direct descendant of that. And thanks again to my friends at
Heritage
Food.
It was delicious,
Mike. So we went and spoke. I wrote a book called The Carnivore's Manifesto with my friend Patrick Martins, and occasionally we do these speaking gigs, and they're like, okay, you guys want to come down, and we'll pay you in lamb. Patrick got the fleece, and I took the meat. Yeah, and it took a year.
He got fleeced.
It took a year. Dude, that fleece was unbelievable. Let me tell you something.
I'm a delicitarian. I don't eat any animals. I don't believe in eating animals except ones that are delicious.
I agree. Yeah. Well, Homer, if God didn't want you to eat them, we wouldn't have made them so delicious.
Mike, as usual, it's the fastest 30 minutes on the air.
It is unbelievable.
Do we have another song to get to?
Do you have another song?
I think Pete's got to sing a song.
Pete, what do you got?
I got a song. It's one of my favorite Christmas songs.
Pete, what don't you got?
It's one that you don't hear often. We recorded it on our stocking stuffing album.
It's a great album. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Jack.
Love that album.
Anyway, it's a Brooke Benton song, a guy who doesn't get enough kudos because the guy had a beautiful voice and made a bunch of beautiful records. And just because he wasn't, a gangbanger out in the, whatever. I don't know, Mike,
Brooke Benton, I don't know.
Brooke Benton. Well, let's do it. You want to do it?
Which one are you singing from that wonderful album?
We're going to do You're All I Want for Christmas.
All right.
Because You're All I Want for Christmas.
C sharp.
C sharp.
C sharp. Yep. All right. Hang. Play along. Ready? Here we go.
I want my arms around you for Christmas. I need no presents under the tree. You're all I want, my darling. And that will mean the world to me.
I want to share your kisses for Christmas. The rest is only tinsel and show. You're all I want, my darling. That candle glow and mistletoe. As far as I'm concerned, Santa doesn't have to load his sleigh. He can mark my gifts all return. I'll give them all away. I only want your loving for Christmas. No other kind of presents will do. You're all I want, my darling. Please want me to. Please want me to. As I want you.
I want you for Christmas, baby. Give your love to me. I need your love that night.
Sleigh bell, I just want to do I Want to Be Your Dog for Christmas. That's next year. Can you write that for me? I Want to Be Your Dog for Christmas. Can we work on that?
It can be arranged.
Those furry,
you'll never know how much I really love you.
Oh, man. I wish your cats let you put like stuff on them, right? Yeah, man.
I'm happy about it.
Yeah, now my cat will. Come on. Yeah, let's put on some glitter.
Let's put on a show, Mike.
Let's put on a show.
They have all this talent.
I'll tell you what.
More talent, more stars than there are in heaven.
I'll tell you what. How about I got an idea before we go out? This is it. Arts and Seizures going out for the last time, 2016. All right.
Good riddance. Good riddance, baby. Good riddance.
Don't let the motherfuckers bring you down.
Take this gear and shove it.
We are in this together. Peace on earth from Arts and Seizures. Everybody here at Heritage Radio. Thanks once again.
Happy holidays, everyone. We love you. We do love you.
All right. The realsies, one love. We're going to win this one because we're staying together. Pete, you know what?
What?
Let's get high.
Okay. Why do you do that?
Let's get high in the key of A.
Well, let's get high and have a real good time. Well, let's get high. We're gonna have a real good time. We're gonna start off drinking whiskey. We'll end up drinking wine. We're gonna get so high we won't know what we're doing. We're gonna get so high we won't know what we're doing. But we'll have so much fun. Say it, my baby. Now I want to break. I want to break. I want to break. Of course, I took a shot. It was 100 proof. I jumped out the window and I shot up to the roof. My
let's get high.
Everybody, let's get high. High for the holiday. Jack! I want to hear the saxophone. Mm-hmm.
let's get high.
Let's get high.
Baby, let's get high.
Let's get high.
Baby, let's get high. High for the holidays. One more time, one more time. Yeah.
Coming at you from Bushwick on the Heritage Radio Network. Arts and Seizures back January 8th with photos, with pictures, with moving things. Formerly a television personality, I'm bringing you back, Zaremba. Here we go. Happy holidays. Yeah. Yeah. I no longer have bad hair days. Now I only now have good hat days. All right. We love you all. See you next year.
Yeah.
Cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha. All right.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.
Hi, listeners. We want to tell you about a podcast we're really digging. It's called Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Radio. Every week, they travel the world to find the most fascinating stories about food, including children who harvest cod tongues after school in Norway, and a detective who tracks down food thieves. And on Milk Street Radio, you can always find the unexpected. The comedian who ranks apples using an elaborate 100-point system, the secret history of grocery stores, and how to eat your way through Italy. They also interview the most beloved names in food like Jacques Pepin, Sola Awele, Jose Andres, Jet Tila, Ina Garten, Nigella Lawson, and Padma Lakshmi. Plus, co-hosts Christopher Kimball and Sarah Moulton do live calls with listeners and answer their questions about ingredients, techniques, and culinary mysteries. Like, why roasting a leg of lamb made one caller's oven explode? Ever wonder why your bread won't rise or your souffle falls flat? Chris and Sarah have the answers. You'll also hear from a rotating cast of contributors, including Kenji Lopez-Alt, Cheryl Day, Dan Pashman from The Sporkful, and Alex Inouz, a French guy cooking from YouTube. Take a listen at 177milkstreet.com/radio or just search your podcast app for Milk Street Radio.